I remember one occasion when in the ratings of that day, we peaked at 8 o'clock in the morning with just over 1 million listeners. That sounds impossible in today's world, but it's an actual statistic that I'm kind of proud of, to hit 1 million listeners at 8 o'clock in the morning. Makes you feel good. And if that isn't dominant, baby, what is dominant?
Welcome back to the CJAD 50th Anniversary Special. Here's the CJAD memory with Brian Nelson.
The day that microphone opened up for the first time, my heart just about leaped outside my body, but because I had known how good the station was, and I was well aware of the traditions of people like Paul Reed who were there. So I had great trepidations in going ahead and accepting this job once I had already agreed to do it, but I managed to work my way into it, and it was a lot of fun.
We are pleased to announce, on behalf of Standard Radio Limited, the owners of this station, that we have concluded an agreement with Mr. J. Arthur DuPont, president of radio station CJAD, Montreal, for the purchase of all the issued shares of CJAD Limited. By this transaction, Mr. J. Arthur DuPont is assured that CJAD Montreal will continue to be operated with the same high standards of programming and public service, and Mr. DuPont has agreed to continue as a director and consultant of CJAD.
The date was September 23rd, 1960. The speech was by W.C. Thornton Cran, the president of Standard Broadcasting. As CJAD continued to grow, many new things took place. It was a new decade with new challenges, and CJAD was joining a new family. In less than a year, it was to move from the old Legion building on Mountain Street into new facilities on the northeast corner of Mountain and St. Catherine. It was a grand event, opened by the then mayor, Jean Drapeau.
It was with the greatest of pleasure that I accepted the kind invitation of the management to assist today at the official opening of the new studios of radio station CJAD, and to pay a tribute to our good friend, Monsieur J. Arthur DuPont, the founder of the first CJAD station in 1945. I am told that at that time, the station began with 24 employees, which have now been increased to 60. Its original power was 1 kilowatt, increased to 5 kilowatts in 1948, and now is rated at 10 kilowatts. Without being an expert in these matters, I have been able to realize that this station is equipped with the finest and most modern facilities. It has kept pace with every improvement and today is a leading English source of entertainment, information, and an exponent of every phase of the arts. It is truly the sound of quality in Montreal. Without malice of forethought, it strikes me that it took a good, solid French-Canadian to perfect a good English broadcasting station.